The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. When we talk about child migrants from Central America, we usually focus on the poverty and gang violence they're escaping and the horrors they confront on their journey to the U.S. But in this final report of our Migration Maze series, we look at what happens to them once they arrive here in places like South Florida. And it turns out that often the hardest part is building new lives with parents they don't know. It's a Saturday night at the Amor Viviente Evangelical Church in North Lauderdale, and it's rockin'. The congregation is mostly Honduran migrants, and in the past couple years, it's grown from fewer than 100 members to more than 300. The Reverend Gabriel Callejas is Amor Viviente's pastor.
The people that is coming here, they need spiritual advices, but they need legal representations, they need help.
Perhaps the most important role Callejas plays these days is family reunification counselor. A big part of his church's growth stems from the wave of child migrants, more than 60,000 of them, who came to the U.S. from Honduras and Central America 2 summers ago. In many cases, they're trying to reconnect with parents who migrated here more than a decade before.
It's like to have a new family. They have to know how to make the new relationship with the kids. They no more kids.
In fact, the daily brutality of life back in Honduras, home to one of the world's highest murder rates, makes those kids seem far older. A 15-year-old named Daniel is one of the teenagers singing at the Amor Viviente service. He asked us not to use his last name because his immigration case is pending. When Daniel was 3, his destitute single mother left him with his grandmother in Tegucigalpa and went to Florida to find work. Daniel says growing up without her was hell.
Me golpeaban todas las pandillas. Me sentía solo.
The gang that ruled my barrio often beat me up and threatened to kill me. I felt alone.
Daniel's mother, Mirta, had to watch from Florida as Honduras's criminal bloodshed spun out of control. But since she was undocumented, she couldn't go back to Honduras without jeopardizing her return to the U.S.
Emotionally, as a mother, it was killing me knowing the gangs could destroy him.
So 2 summers ago, she sent for Daniel to make the trek through Mexico to the U.S. But when they reunited, he and Mirta were utter strangers, and Daniel once again felt like a kid adrift.
It was very hard at first. We had fights about everything. I think I was angry at her, really.
Eventually, they reconnected. Daniel goes to high school in Deerfield Beach, and he even helps Mirta with her home and office cleaning jobs. Their story is a common one in South Florida today, and often a painful one. Few know that better than immigration lawyers at the Mennonite Central Committee, a relief organization that helps migrants. This month, they gathered at the Amor Viviente Church to discuss it.
These young kids, many of them just lived in that violence, and they can't verbalize it.
Rachel Diaz is a South Florida MCC attorney.
And the parent doesn't have the capacity to hear it because it compiles guilt on top of guilt and pain.
Worse, there always seems to be the looming specter of yet another separation. One of Diaz's migrant clients is Pablo. That's not his real name. It's what he asked us to call him because his asylum case is pending. Pablo is 18, from rural Honduras. His single father left him with relatives a decade ago and came to Florida.
The money he sent back allowed me to survive. But you need your dad there. You need his advice.
Especially as gangs began to take over his community and murders became commonplace. An extortion ring killed Pablo's uncle, and when he became a teenager, he says they came for him. So last year, Pablo, too, made the odyssey to the U.S. He now lives with his father, who paints houses in Palm Beach County. His dad asked us not to use his name. He's also undocumented, but he says he's reveling in watching his boy play soccer for the first time.
I lost my chance to be his father. At least now I can be his friend.
But getting an immigration judge to grant Pablo's request for asylum won't be easy. Chances are he could face deportation soon, meaning he and his father may not see each other again for years.
I try not to think about it. I just think about the fact that here with my dad, I can be someone I could never be in Honduras.
That's a reality of this hemisphere's migration maze. Kids like Pablo often see the finish line, only to find themselves back at the starting line. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can see photos by the Miami Herald's Patrick Farrell at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.